Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our adventure in the book of John, chapter 9, verses 35 through 41 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, this is the man born blind, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we don't want to have spiritual blindness. We don't want to have the wool pulled over our eyes and not know who we are and who you are and how we live and breathe according to that. Lord, set us free from any lies that we have believed. Set us free from our sin. Thank you that you have made a way for us to have that perfect peace. And Lord, I pray for those who have harbored a secret sin and battled it in the darkness for so long, and they're afraid to let it out. They're afraid to tell someone, and they're afraid even if they said it out loud, it would be just too painful. But Lord, you want to set us free. You want to set us gloriously free, but we cannot do that on our own. So Lord, I pray for my friend who's keeping it in, that you would send another safe friend who would bear the weight of that story, that they could let it out into the light of day and be prayed for and be healed. Lord, you promise in your word that if we confess, and we do that together in community, if we confess our sins, you are faithful, you are righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We cannot cleanse ourselves. We cannot micromanage our relationship with you on our own strength. We cannot live the Christian life with rules and regulations that we set up. We cannot be in control of our relationship with you. We cannot do it on our own. We need the Spirit within us to hearken us and to enliven us and to help us. Forgive us for trying to live the Christian life in our own strength, but instead, Lord, we choose to confess our sins before one another and before you, and we ask that you would set us gloriously free. We know that in and of ourselves we cannot conquer sin. We cannot do the right thing. We read through Romans, and Paul has the same problem, and he's the Apostle Paul. He does the very thing he hates, and he doesn't do what he wants to do. And Lord, thanks be to you, because you are the one who has delivered us from that domain of darkness into the domain of light, just like you delivered this blind man from the darkness into the light. And Lord, we pray for a similar deliverance for us, that you would set us free. And we don't want to be a people who are bent beneath our loads, who are bent beneath the weight of our sin. Thank you that even right now, in this moment, right now, as I'm praying, we can be cleansed. We can confess, and we can experience your forgiveness, and there can be brand new life. The old has gone, the new has come. The darkness and the sin and the shame and all the lies and all the anger and all of that can be dissipated in a moment at the foot of your cross. And because of the hope of the resurrection, this is the gospel, and we want to revel in it. We want to live in it. We want to preach it to ourselves. We want to be people of the resurrection. We want to be people of the cross. We want to be people who live in light of the Holy Spirit inside of us, willing and working to do your will. Lord, deliver us again, we pray. And thank you for setting this blind man free. And thank you for helping us who were spiritually blind to be set free, so that we can actually see who you are. And who you are is worthy of our worship. Who you are is beautiful. Who you are is powerful. Who you are is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we worship you with abandon. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I pray that today would be a day of lightness, a day of forgiveness and newness of life. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.